It's another episode of This Week in Google Glass, and my name is Jeffrey Powers, and for some reason, the screen share is not going back. Oh, that's why. Let's do that. Hi, how you doing? Jeffrey Powers from Geekazine.com. You can find me over at Geekazine. Oh, I think Magazine put in a geek. You got Geekazine. Let's put on this lower third here. And, of course, Jeff at twig.tv, T-W-I-G-G.tv. That's with two Gs and no other vowels or consonants or anything like that. So, and, of course, as always, I have my cohort in Google Glass Crime, who's now sporting the cotton, Mr. Luke Wallace.
Hey, thanks, Jeff. Yeah, you can find me at Luke on Twitter or wearing cotton shirts, just like Jeff mentioned. And Luke on Twitter or Luke at twig.tv. Whatever works for you.
So right before we started the show, I've been noticing I'm having some interesting lags while we're doing this Hangout version. I don't know why. I tried even switching to a brand new microphone or brand new camera, because I was thinking it was the camera, but I'm starting to think it might be this Hangout toolbox. And once I put this in, all of a sudden everything goes wonky. But when I take it out, everything goes back to normal. So, interesting stuff. But Luke, you're not having that problem. That's the interesting thing about that.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't do a lot of Hangouts, so. But I am a regular right here on Twig TV.
And you can be a regular too. All you have to do is check out This Week in Google Glass, twig.tv. And of course, we're going to try and do these as live Hangouts. So we do have the Q&A section, which I will put up every single week. If you've got a question, all you have to do is ask it in the question and answer area, and we'll try and get that going. Now we're going to start this week. An email actually came into the email box. Thank you very much. It was from Marco. Marco lives in New York City, and thank you very much for watching and or listening to the show. Now he goes, as a fellow glass explorer, I have to say that I love your podcast and find it very informative on a lot of issues. However, on your most recent show, you said more than one Bluetooth device can't connect at the same time. I have an iPhone 5S. I have Google Glass. I have a Martian smartwatch with speakerphone capability. Do you know about a Martian smartwatch?
I'm not familiar with that product, no.
Okay. And a Jawbone Up 24. I always wear the three of them at the same time to my iPhone. I'm not sure if that works with the iPhone 5S only, but it works for me. Now, first of all, I want to clarify something. Yeah, you can connect multiple Bluetooth devices to your device, whether it be your Android phone or your iPhone. However, only one gets used at a time. I mean, you can't set the Bluetooth up and then have the Bluetooth go through your headphones for the audio and go through your Google Glass for something else. It's one takes over Bluetooth altogether. Now, they have different versions of Bluetooth, and one, the most recent, the most popular one, is what's called Bluetooth LE, or low energy Bluetooth, but it's still one connection at a time. I've on my phone, I have my Google Glass, I have my Jawbone, which is in my car, I have a pair of Onyx headphones that Gibson gave me at CES that I use for when I'm on the treadmill, but I can't use the Onyx and I can't use the Google Glass at the same time. It doesn't work. You got to disconnect one to connect the other. So hopefully that clarifies that situation there. It's still the fact that you can only put one device at a time going through the phone. No two devices can work at the exact same time unless there is a device that has what's called a Bluetooth throughput. And I know there are a couple devices that do that. So basically, like I said, the glass would hook up to that device, and then that device would send the Bluetooth to your phone or your tablet and then work from there. So just to clarify that, anything to add on that? Any big knowledge with Bluetooth that I don't know about that you have there, Luke? Or?
Not really. I don't have a lot of Bluetooth devices. I will say it seems like at work I've had a Bluetooth keyboard and a Bluetooth mouse, but those are two different types of devices connected with Bluetooth. I would say that the multiple audio stuff seems to be, I could see that being a problem because I don't know if it could, if there's any way that it could route to multiple things, but yeah. I'm not an expert in the Bluetooth stuff. I don't have enough Bluetooth things to do it. I like wires.
You don't even play that on TV or anything like that?
No. Okay. I switched all my stuff at work over to wired equipment because the battery life and the, you know, all that kind of stuff. It's just, so the headset, you know, always picks it up and, or, you know, my Google Glass always picks up and connects to my phone and it'll start routing calls through there. And it's a little bit of work to make it switch back the audio. So.
Okay. Let me ask you a question. Do you think, would you, because I thought about this for a couple times. If they actually had a cable that went from your Google Glass to your smartphone, would you sport it? Would you wear it?
No, probably not. Because then you're going to have this wire that when you pull your phone out, it's not so much that having a wire from the glass would be annoying. I think if you had a wire that went to like a power pack or something like that, like we talked about last week.
Yeah.
I could see that being real useful, but something like your phone where you may still get that out every once in a while, probably not. I've been real impressed with how well the Bluetooth works between glass and my phone. So after using it, I'd say no. So maybe that's what I'd say about all the other Bluetooth stuff. If I actually tried it for a longer amount of time, maybe I'd like it more.
Yeah. You know, like I said, I thought about it. And I suppose if I had a wire that worked that could string around, you know, maybe even a Scotty vest or something like that, where I had the phone in my breast pocket or something like that, then I'd probably consider doing that. But yeah, otherwise, I'd be in the same boat. And why have something wired when you have a device that's supposed to be unwired?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Marco, for the question. And of course, if you've got a question, feel free to email Jeff at twig.tv. Of course, Luke at twig.tv. That's with two G's, T-W-I-G-G-G-G. That's T-W-I, no, I, that's it, I-G-G.TV. This week in googleglass.com, you can also go to the contact form and go from there. All right, first of all, you got your version 2 pair of glass.
I did. Yeah, astute viewers may notice that I'm sporting a different color than I normally do, and that's not just a sticker or something over it. I finally did get back my V2 glasses, is what they're typically known as, although that's not really what Google calls them. But they're almost identical. It's very hard for me to tell any difference, but yeah, these are the cotton white, pair, so they mess with all the white balancing of the camera.
I'll need that. Maybe that's a good reason for me to actually get a pair of cotton, not white, cotton.
Yeah.
But, you know, so I can white balance my cameras when I need to do that.
Yeah. So they sent that and then another carrying pouch and another pair of the sunglasses, the shades.
So you got two pairs of shades now?
So now I have two pairs of shades. So I can actually show you, here is the original pair from the original glass, and then here is the new pair from the new glass, and I'll put them up next to each other so you can see. And I tried comparing them, and it seems like the new pair is just, you know, an eighth of an inch longer on each side. But other than that, they're almost identical. So it's really hard for me to compare.
What about that middle tab? Does it have like the same spring-loaded action that the first pair has?
It looks the same to me. Looking at them real closely, they look the same. The difference that I can see between them is the original pair, I don't know if this will focus, but it actually says XE on it for, I guess, Explorer Edition, whereas the second pair I got says Glass.
Okay, yeah, it's blurry, but you can definitely make it out.
You can kind of tell that those are different, right?
Yeah.
So you can see there that there's two different things. So that's the only way I can probably be sure which one is which, because they are very, very similar.
So what you need to do is you need to package up the one that says XE and put it behind the case, and then in 20 years you can sell that for $1,000.
Yeah. I don't know if I'll get $1,000 for it, but you know, I'll try.
Okay, $999.99, whatever.
No, I'll give it away at that kind of price.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, once again, thank you, Marco, for that. And of course, we're still trying to figure out the differences between version 1 and version 2. And I was, like I said, I was a couple weeks ago, I was at a place where I had version 1 and version 2 pairs, and, you know, they couldn't even tell me the difference between the two. So we're trying to still figure it out. So if you've got any idea, let us know, and then we'll go from there. So before we get into our news, there was one other news item that we should probably touch upon, and that is over the break, we got updated to XE12 and some new features. One of the big features was the password lock, and I've actually been playing with it. So basically what happens is you set up the password lock, and then when you take your glasses off, and after a while it'll lock the glass, I guess. So when you put them back on, you'll actually see, instead of OK glass in the thing, it'll actually just be a dot. And with that dot, you actually put in your passcode, which you set up. It's a series of touches and swipes, four. So you either swipe forward, swipe forward, swipe forward, swipe forward, swipe. It's just basically passwords. Have you set up the password at all, Luke, on yours?
I did set it up on my old pair of glass just to try it out, and I used it. It was great. You had to have the on-head detection so that when you took it off, you know, it would password protect. After a little while, I kind of got annoyed by it and turned it off. I was afraid I was going to forget the password and then lose all the photos, because you could factory reset it or do something like that, but I didn't want to lose that. And, you know, so I tried it. It was okay. I could see doing it again, but for now, I just left it off.
Okay. So other than the password protect, do you know of any other features that XE12 offered?
I believe that was when they enabled the experimental wink to take a picture.
Okay.
Option. Let me pull up the release notes real quick, because this was a little while back. So they did release an iOS app.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people been loving, apparently, that app. And I haven't put it on my updated my iPad yet, but I'm definitely going to do that soon.
Yeah. And then there was Google Play Music.
Mm-hmm.
So they added that, so you can listen to your collection or all access. So they,
I think that was XE11 that they added that to. Wasn't it?
Might have been.
Because we had it. We had it when before we went to break.
So I think it was. I think it was something like there were a few missing features or something, maybe, that they added.
Okay.
There wasn't, and then
I threw you for a loop. Don't worry about it too much. I just thought
The other big one was the Hangouts were now part of the. Part of the official apps, sorry. Basically, before you could send text messages through your phone, you know, SMS messages, but you couldn't use Google Hangouts and do text chatting with Google Hangouts through Glass. And so they added that feature in. So, yeah, now I get all the Hangouts that I'm involved in and some group chats that just, you know, are persistent for groups of people. Now I see those little notifications come in on my Glass. So. Yeah, kind of neat. Another way to contact people, and, you know, another Google product that they would want to integrate, obviously.
Yeah, well, that's pretty cool. I hate it when people add me to their groups, and then all of a sudden I start getting messages left and right. But it's kind of also been trimming down a little bit. I don't get as many of those unwanted invites anymore. Maybe it's just that people don't like me anymore. I don't know. It's possible.
No, they're just maturing. They realize that it's fine to invite you to things, but they shouldn't just spam everyone to try to get a big chat going. So.
Okay. Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Everyone still likes you, Jeffrey.
Oh, you're so kind. You're so kind.
I try to be.
All right, well, we are in a Google Hangout, so if you are watching live, So if you are watching live, we do have the question and answer area. You can always go and ask a question while we're doing it, so it's kind of like our little chat. We did have a question, but I couldn't answer it because it wasn't in English, so unfortunately, this is an English-speaking podcast, so therefore, we got to answer in English. So I can also answer in an alien language that only I know on this planet, but, you know, it would do absolutely no good for you. So English is the way that we go with this. So if you want to ask a question, please do so. I like that and go from there. All right. So we'll start the news, and we're going to start over at TechCrunch. Last week we reported about this, but there is still a lot of quirkiness to the article, so we kind of touched base on it and left it go. Apparently there's been some confirmation to it, but it's still a little bit wonky in my eyes. And basically it's about this Google Glass user that apparently in Ohio was detained. And let me pull it up here. I think. Why isn't it letting me pull it up here? No, really, I want you to pull it up. No, it's not going to do it. Okay. Well, apparently in Ohio, this guy was... Maybe it's behind here. Apparently in Ohio, this guy was detained for being in a movie theater with Google Glass. And so we were questioning it because nobody really picked up the article and there was no confirmation from the movie theater. Now AMC theaters have confirmed that an incident had happened, but that's all they would confirm about it. So TechCrunch picked it up. That's where I was going to point you to. Of course, we'll have the link in the show notes. Any thoughts on where we were with this, Luke?
Yeah, I'm kind of with you on this one, how it's a little early to be running with this story too much. And, I've heard of people getting hassled, and, you know, there's that certain public perception of how glass works and what it can do. And we'll talk, I guess, a little bit more about that later. But, it's hard to, it does seem like there's something a little fishy going on here with just kind of how the details are going and how the guy's still, as far as I know, he hasn't come forward with who he is and he's not pressing charges or anything like that, which seems kind of odd to do for something like that's this out of sorts.
Well, you know, he doesn't want to make a big deal. I think the reason why they said he didn't want to make a big deal was because he was just starting a new job or something like that. And going from there. So if that's the case, then albeit, it happens. And I know that they're not everybody wants to be put in the spotlight. So we're just going to have to keep an eye on it and keep you updated on this whole thing. So we're going to move on from there, though. We're going to stay on TechCrunch because the big news of today was Samsung's Galaxy Glass is planning eyewear this fall. And at first I was thinking to myself, how can Samsung use the word glass? I thought that Google put a trademark on that. But it's actually a pair of Google Glass with Samsung's brand onto it. They're going to, of course, they did the smartwatch and the Galaxy Gear. So they're going to stick with their Google Glass wearable computer. I'm guessing it sounds like they're going to be working with Google to make this pair of glass, and they're going to call it, of course, the Samsung Galaxy Glass, which will have which will be similar to a pair of Google Glass. It'll just have the Samsung logo to it and their own attachments, their own additions, and their own apps to it. So pretty interesting stuff. Have you? What do you think about this? Would you actually get a pair of Samsung Glass, or would you go for Google Glass?
If it's me, knowing what I know now about like the Android landscape and how Samsung has handled everything there, I would probably stick to the Google version of Glass. A lot of it comes down to price. A lot of it comes down to features. You see things like the Galaxy S series of phones, S3, S4 now, S5, coming soon, I'm sure. And they always add in some extra features that aren't on, standard Google devices. I think the most recent kind of stuff is, touchless paging, where you just kind of wave your hand over the device and it does things. And so I can imagine Samsung saying, hey, we've got some engineers. We're going to add a few more features to it. So it's going to basically be Google Glass plus the Samsung you know, apps. They'll have some extra apps on there, or they'll have some extra hardware in there or something. You know, Google doesn't have, as far as we know, NFC or something in there. So maybe,
yeah.
Oh, Samsung will put NFC so you can, tap your phone, you know, against your glass or something like that. You know, I don't know what the real benefits to these things are, but Samsung might try to push the bounds a little bit and do some of their own thing.
Yeah.
And then like I said, it kind of comes down to price. You know, I don't know if no one really has a contract model for glass yet. You know, do you buy these things with service, or are you just buying them outright more like you would a tablet typically? So, you know, if the price is a lot less, I could see them selling them. If they have some special integration that you get with your phone. But if it was me, if you're asking me what I would buy, I would stick with the Google Glass. What about you?
It really depends. I mean, I have a Nexus 5, but this Nexus 5 is technically an LG phone. So it's a question of where they're going to outsource the hardware to. I said earlier that it might have Google Glass in there. And the reason why I said that, I just want to clarify this really quick, because the TechCrunch article I was just reviewing while you were talking, in this TechCrunch article, it does not say that Google will be helping create this pair of glass for Samsung. In this article, it actually says that it came from a report from the Korea Times suggesting that Samsung is currently in development on a Google Glass competitor. Mm. So, but there have been, as I was reading the rumor mill today, there were a couple that have suggested that Google is working with Samsung to come out with the glass, and it only makes sense. It's not the first time that Google has done, you know, taken the architecture and said, here, run with it. You know, we'll get our few cents per pair of glass fee if you do that. So, and I wouldn't be surprised if there's a couple Google patents in there as they go. But the basic thing is, this is all a rumor. Yeah. And at the end of the day, this comes from seeing a few of the competitors over at CES. At the end of the day, it would really boil down to what the wearable technology does and how it works. I mean, if this pair of Google Glass gets overshadowed by a pair of LG Glass or Samsung Glass or something like that, that has an app that will blow my socks away, yeah, I'm going to get that, because I want the one that does everything, you know? Instead of having the old flip phone, I want the smartphone type thing. So we'll see what happens as this cultivates. And the first person to actually put it into contact lenses will really win, because I don't want to wear glasses at all, because that's why I wear contact lenses to begin with. And now I'm wearing contact lenses and glass at the same time. It's just crazy. So.
Yeah, I think it's looks, features, and price.
Yeah.
So, you know, if there was one that looked the best, had the most features, and was the cheapest, it would, you know, by far be the one everyone would buy. But generally,
well, not totally true. I mean, yeah. If that's the case, then we wouldn't be buying, and most people wouldn't be buying iPhones and iPads, because it's the more expensive thing.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It has to have all three. It has to be the cheapest and the best looking and the most features. And it's like,
okay.
I don't think any of the companies right now are ever able to do all of it. You know, if it looks the best, it's, you know, maybe not the cheapest. Or if it is the cheapest, it may not have as many features and that kind of thing. So, you know, I don't think any company can do all of that, but it'll be, you know, finding the balance people want. You know, maybe they like how the Samsung one looks, and they're okay with it having a few less features because of the price, and, you know, something like that. So,
well,
good.
No, the reality is, if they own a Samsung device and if they have a Samsung smartwatch, they're probably going to get Samsung Glass too. It's probably just the sheep following the wolf in all reality. So, all right, well, you can always weigh in on it. Of course, if you got any questions, feel free to let us know. Jeff at twig.tv, twigg.tv, Luke at twig.tv, twigg.tv, or Luke Luca on Twitter, or Geekazine on Twitter as well. So we're going to move on from there. We're going to go, and apparently last night on Fox, they aired an episode of The Simpsons. And apparently, basically, the storyline goes that Homer Simpson got a free pair of Google Glass. What? What? They got a free pair of Google Glass?
He did
That's
not.
That's crazy. They all, everybody at the plant got a free pair, a Christmas present of Google Glass, and they started wearing it. Little did they know that Burns was watching them on big monitors, seeing what they were doing. He had ulterior motives, but it was a big play the first half of the show. And I know they were really pushing the envelopes as to what Google Glass does as opposed to what their thoughts were, but it definitely made for a very interesting episode. You saw that, Luke, didn't you?
Oh yeah, I watched it last night.
You didn't watch the Grammys? You didn't watch Jay-Z and Beyonce or Daft Punk get their Artist of the Year or anything like that?
No, I did not.
Okay.
I was watching Simpsons, sorry.
All right, cool. Good for you.
So yeah, it was real interesting. So they didn't get Google Glass. They got Oogle Goggles. Yes, Oogle Goggles. That was how they got around it. That's what, you know, just like Simpsons, in the Simpsons universe, they play with their MyPad and their MyPhone.
I love the little apple that they have, because they have the apple that has a bite out of each side.
Yeah, that's the Mapple.
Local. The Mapple, yeah.
It's not Apple, it's Mapple. See, there's no violation of any sort of trademarks or anything. they always get away with it. So yeah, they had the Oogle Goggles, which I thought were pretty cool. So yeah, he gave them away as a Christmas, it was the Christmas bonus, basically. And people that watch The Simpsons would probably know it. They have like a main storyline and then this like secondary storyline. And so the Oogle Goggles was actually the main storyline. Because yeah, it was real funny to see, you know, why Burns was doing it and, you know, and kind of how it played out. And, it was real interesting because it was very similar to the kind of social, commentary we've seen on Google Glass, how people talk about, oh, it's weird or it looks funny or, you know, and then it showed this room full of employees and they were all wearing their Google goggles.
Mm-hmm.
And Homer had given his up. He's like, "Oh, I'm not gonna wear these anymore. It disconnects me too much." And so he goes into the break room, and everybody's sitting around chatting with each other, not in real life, but through their goggles. And he's like trying to get everybody's attention. "Hey guys, look at me! I'm right here in real life." And they're like, "Eh, we don't care. You're not on. You don't have Oogle goggles. Who cares? You know." And it was pretty funny. But it was very augmented reality. Like the feature that they implied it had was basically you look at something and then it pops up a little message and kind of displays it pointing at the thing. And it tells you some information about that, you know, whatever you're looking at, like, oh, this is so-and-so. And, you know, this is a fun fact about them or, you know, yeah, this is how old they are and all that kind of stuff. And as you and I both know, that's not possible yet.
But, you know, it'd be kind of fun. I mean, there are some things that it was doing that technically when they were writing the episode, Google Glass didn't do. And then it kind of fell into place. Like, for instance, the mapping thing, because that didn't come until, what, November? Where, you know, Homer could ask, okay, Google goggles, where can we go to get food? Where can I can afford to eat? Yeah. And then it comes back and says a soup kitchen.
Yeah, finding local soup kitchens.
Exactly. You know, back in July or August, we didn't have that option. Technically, we still don't have that option, but it's a little bit better. And we have the ability to do stuff like that. So, and then of course, the Krusty Burger, that was my other favorite scene where he's looking at the Krusty Burger and it's just basically saying, nest for rats and stuff like that. And he's just looking, chomps on it right away. Yeah. How many of us would actually eat a Krusty Burger in real life? That comes to that question. Would you go for a Krusty Burger?
Yeah, I don't know. I do. I personally avoid McDonald's, you know, a fair amount. You know, it's a fine company, I suppose, but you know,
I'm you know, next month or in a month and 2 weeks, I'll be down there for South by Southwest, and I'll probably end up going to Whataburger at least once. Mm-hmm. And Whataburger is in the South. You don't have that up here. There's no Whataburgers up here. So it's kind of like the Krusty Burger type chain there.
Yeah, Krusty Burger is more of a fast food chain with Yeah, Whataburger's a little higher quality, I'd say. There's very little rat's nests in a Whataburger, is my understanding.
Okay.
Very
well, that might be true. I don't know. We'll have to see on that. So, but anyway, if you haven't watched the episode of The Simpsons, go ahead, watch it. It was pretty good. I haven't been watching Simpsons lately, but a couple episodes have pulled me right back in for their 25th season? Yeah, 24th season?
25 years. It's pretty long. I think they're getting better. They're kind of back. I wouldn't say they're in their prime, and not every episode is classic or anything, but
yeah,
I'd say they're definitely out of their lull.
So. Okay. All right. Well, if you want to read more, we'll have the link over there on over at twig.tv or thisweekingooglegoogleglass.com. You can go there. Let's move on from here. Kansas City Symphony is going to have 3 people inside the symphony that are going to be wearing Google Glass, and the whole idea is that they're going to put together some sort of documentary or something like that. To show off first person view as they're playing a rehearsal of Beethoven's iconic Fifth Symphony. So 4 pairs of Google Glass. I don't know what they're planning to do with it, but I don't know. I don't know if you've ever played in a band or anything like that, Luke. But I've played in many orchestras and bands to know that in all reality, when you're looking. I don't know how they're going to do this, because most of the time when you're looking at the score or at your sheet music, and you're just sitting there counting. So they're going to be playing, and all of a sudden you're going to hear 1, 2, 3, 4, 2, 2, 3, 4, 3, 2, 3, 4, play, 1, 2, 3, 4, 2, 2, 3, 4, 3. That's how I used to do it when I was in band or orchestra. So we'll see what happens, but they must have something else up their sleeve. I thought at first when I first saw this that they were going to give everybody a pair of Google Glass. Now, see, that would be a little bit more interest, especially at the conductor's view, at the percussionist view, at the French horns view, at the violins view, and so on and so forth. Mm. I think that would be a better view. So. You've never played in band or orchestra?
No, not really. I've taken many years of piano, but those are all solo performances.
See somebody with Google Glass just sit there and tickle the ivories?
I think a professional pianist could be more interesting, because a lot of the times they don't even play from sheet music. And so what you're seeing is them, looking back and forth. And so I think, like you said, like, it kind of depends on the instrument, kind of depends on the perspective. So I think it could be interesting. I would say your idea of having the conductor wear them, to me, would be a lot more interesting, to see kind of where he's looking and, how he kind of looks at one area or over another. And
yeah, well, it's actually the interesting thing. I was a music major in college, so I did take conducting, and I know a little bit about it. And basically, the bottom line is a conductor he's got an eye on his orchestra, he's got an eye on the music, but it's like everything is know and feel. Like, for instance, you've got the conductor, and he's waving his baton here. And then he knows at this point the flutes are going to do that, and that he's got to bring them up and he's got to conduct them out. So there's a little bit of looking up and a lot more of looking at the music than looking at the orchestra. Now, what would be more cool is if, with all of those people doing Google Glass at the same time, you could take all of those and recreate the whole orchestra in a multi-scene, multi-block area. So you get you see the conductor's view maybe on the bottom, and then each chair splayed out like they would actually being in the orchestra, and go from there. So we'll see what happens. We'll see what these guys do.
But interesting. Together, it could be very interesting. It could be neat to see that when they cut it, and you know, you cut all the interesting parts together, and all of a sudden, it makes a lot better video.
Especially when that cello player gets really upset with the French horn and he pokes him the bow in the eye or something. That would be kind of fun. So, all right, let's move on from there. Brand new website, and for some reason the screen share stopped working, so I can't show you this this page. But ShopX for Google Glass is a new way to enable to create shopping lists using commands to get smart over time and analyze shopping patterns. They're running a beta test. They're going to be up in 27 days. They're launching on February 25th of 2014. And, you know, we just, Jennifer and I just came back from the store because we had to pick up some stuff because, you know, it's 40 below with the wind chill right now here. And we wanted to kind of settle in for the evening and not have to worry about going out tomorrow morning and if our cars will start in 40 below weather, which they will. But we wanted to get ready on that. So, but this would have been perfect for our travels going to the store. So, what are your thoughts? Any thoughts on that?
Yeah, it's neat. That's one of the things I've used my cell phone for a lot. Is you have that list of things you need, and being able to add stuff and have it pull up. It's a great use case, and I think, you know, hey, this is just another one of those little useful utilities that I'm sure they'll work on, and they'll make it really awesome. And yeah, when Glass launches, it'll just be another one of the, you know, 100 apps that just makes it amazing. So, pretty cool though.
Yeah. Speaking of all the hundreds of apps that make Glass amazing, have you put the mini games onto your Glass yet?
You just
got your Glass back. It's only been an hour though.
Yeah. I just got my Glass back today, and I was in meetings all day and, you know, had to charge it and all that. So yeah, I just downloaded the mini games. I haven't played through all of them, and I don't know if my Glass is just not wanting to wake up or if I just don't have it set right. But I'm able to go through and find them. Basically, it's these little.
I think it's
games.
That cotton pair. Just in,
could be, right. Definitely could be.
Yeah.
But they basically have some little. Made up some little mini games. Google did. Yep. Sorry, they get distracted when you start to play.
Shiny thing, squirrel, yeah. Squirrel. That should be a game right there. The four games: tennis, shapeshifter, balance, and clay shooter. Mm-hmm. So is this like you're still seeing the scene and playing it on the corner of your eye or something like that?
Yeah. So you know, a lot of these games just basically play. Yeah. I'm having some weird things. For me, it's either it's crashing the glass or it's causing something else to go. So let me pull up a clay shooter real quick and do a new game. And so it tells you that you go bang. Oh, and I missed. Okay. And then I'm supposed to go. Okay, it's firing for some reason. Hello? Okay, so it's using anything I'm saying basically as the firing. And basically, it shoots out a little clay target, and then you kind of look at it. So if you've played Duck Hunt or one of those games like that, basically you've got this little target, and you move your head around to line up the reticle and say something, and it'll fire. And, you know, pretty simple. I'm hoping that they release the source to these games. Google does that with their Android platform quite a bit, where they have a lot of sample code that they give you the app, and then they also give you the code behind it so that you can see how to make your own things real simply, or, you know, kind of see their best practice for how to build certain types of interfaces. And so hopefully that's something they do with these little mini games. But I didn't see where it said if they had actually released the source yet, or if they would, or seems kind of odd to release something this basic, but, you know.
I think that it's just because they want to see more of the games on here. I don't know. I don't know. Maybe people will be able to, are interested in making little pass the time type games. How distracting. I mean, you've already been completely distracted on this, and we're just doing a simple podcast. Do you think that's an indicator that we could get completely distracted by some simple little game, like we're all Wesley Crusher and and Star Trek The Next Generation or something?
I think I saw somebody trying to make that game, at least the control part of it. I think you definitely could. I think it goes back to, you know, is it more distracting than people already are with their phone, where, you know, you're sitting at dinner with someone and they're sitting there playing on your phone, on their phone, and you're trying to talk to them and they're like, uh-huh. And they're checking Facebook and Twitter and, you know, oh, I got a work email, and they're, you know, they're sitting there and they're texting somebody. You know, I don't think it's any different. I think it's just another method of getting distracted. So, I think it's pretty easy to get distracted.
I'm sorry. What did you say there?
Yeah, exactly.
So I got it. I'm just playing with my glass. Anyway, so mini games, simply all you have to do is go into your My Glass application and then go over to the glassware area and activate it among the multiple apps that they've now have in here. I guess I have to take a look at this a little bit more and see what's new in the glassware here. So, all right, let's move on from there. Four games downloaded if you've got glass, and let us know what you think. Do you like the games? Jeff at twig.tv, Luke at twig.tv, and go from there. All right, well, this next one, we're going to kind of skip over. I'm probably going to show you next week, because the whole idea was to show the picture, and I can't see the screen share it, but there's photos that have been coming across about from this one person that's been trying to make a dock for Google Glass, and so we'll show you those pictures next week. So Luke, remind me on that one. But let's get into the main subject here. A very interesting article came out over on the Cult of Android. Actually, I think Mike Elgin, the new news director of twit.tv, posted this. He makes the case why Google Glass should lose the camera. And he goes on to say, you know, we have Google Glass is such an amazing thing that it gets overshadowed by the fact that it takes pictures and records. And if Google was to remove the camera, people would find Google Glass to be a more exciting and enticing thing. So, and they're not just sitting there taking pictures of shiny objects and stuff like that. So he suggested the idea that what would happen if Google Glass actually removed the camera. And we talked about this for a little bit before we started the show here. And I personally like the features that Google Glass has on here without the camera, but I, for God's sake, would not pay $1,500 if this didn't have a camera attached to it. Now, Luke, you kind of took the side that, you know, why take away something that's already been put on there? But let's just say, for argument's sake, that Google Glass never had a camera to begin with. Would you still use Google Glass?
It's a good question. I do think that he makes some good points. I think he says that it is amazing enough. It does do enough, even without the camera. So, you know, yeah, going back to, you know, kind of form, features, and price, I still think that it could be interesting enough, even without the camera. I think that it, being able to look up information, which is something I always like to mention whenever people ask me about Glass, and I know he makes a big deal about that, about the internet being even closer than it is before, and like little bits of information are just so quick to look up. You know, being able to send and receive text messages, being able to, you know, kind of see information. I do think that it is, you know, really useful. Okay. I do think that it would be a lot like, you know, an iPad or some other devices where they launch and they don't have a camera. when they launch.
Yeah.
And then the first thing people say is, ooh, can you put a camera in it? I'd love to be able to use, I'd love to have a camera in this. So I wouldn't have to carry a camera and this thing. And so I think it would have been, if it didn't come out with it initially, I think it would have been one of the things they would have added shortly.
Yeah. I don't know. How many times have you actually used your Google Glass to do a search? I mean, besides the I got to try it out type yeah. phase, have you sat there? Because in the article, he says, talks about doing an IMDb of Bradley Cooper. And I'm thinking to myself, well, okay, I could go, okay, Glass, Google, IMDb, Bradley Cooper. See, it already failed on me. It didn't even hear the rest of it. So let me start again. We'll go, okay, Glass, Google, IMDb, Bradley Cooper.
But you don't have to do the IMDb part if you.
Oh yeah, no. I get that. I'm just saying. You know, I'm looking at this and I'm seeing a page, and it does give me some information, but it's not going to give me the aesthetic feel that this thing will give me or a tablet will give me. It's just giving me, it's just taking the text and it's putting it in one big paragraph and it doesn't have the page breaks or anything like that. So I can read some basics on it, but I'm not going to sit there and try and figure out Bradley Cooper's full filmography simply through this pair of Google Glass.
Yeah. You're not going to research your thesis with Glass. I would agree, but I have used it a fair amount to look up little factoids, basically, like little bits of information that I'm wondering at the time.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't want to get my phone out to look it up. You know, it's just really quick for that.
Okay.
But I'm so conditioned to do that it's, you know, usually I have my phone out and I'm starting to Google search. I'm like, oh wait, I could just ask Glass this, but I bet. Little fun things like when I was at Google I.O. This year, and they had Billy Idol. And, you know, I'm like, okay, Glass, Google, how old is Billy Idol? And, you know, it did that search perfectly. It capitalized his name. And then it talks to me and it says, he's 58 years old. And it shows his birthday, November 30th, 1955. And then if I swipe through, it pulls a little information from Wikipedia, and then it shows me where he was born, Stanmore, United Kingdom, and then his full name is actually William Michael Albert Broad. He's 5'9". You know, he's got children and gives their names, and it, you know, pulls up all this information. And so it's like, that's what we were wondering, because I'm like, isn't Billy Idol kind of old to be a rock star, you know, with his shirt off? I mean, he looks good. Can't fault the guy, but, you know, he's taking care of himself. But I'm like, wasn't he from like the 80s? And he wasn't like a child star in the 80s. He was like a grown man. So I'm like,
yeah.
You know, and so just that little fun fact, you know, it's like, well, I could look it up, but, you know, it's a lot easier with Glass. And so just looking up that kind of stuff. How tall is that building, or how tall, you know,
yeah.
How old's that person? You know, little things that I don't care enough to get my phone out, but you know.
Well, I do have to admit this. Now that I've searched for Bradley Cooper, if I want to go back, if I want to go back, I mean, that is the one thing I don't like about the phone is if I look something up and then I turn off the phone and set it down, I have to go back in couple swipes and stuff like that and get there. But here I just have to swipe over and there's the IMDb Bradley Cooper and I can say show results. Mm-hmm. And there's the information once again. It's not in the formatting I really like, but hey, you know, if I'm sitting in a car or something like that, and I don't have, you know, or if I can't pull up my phone and I want to look up something really quick, I can do that. So it can be at my fingertips, but it's not going to be perfect. So getting back to the whole camera thing. So you would have, if let's say Google came out XC Explorer and said, you got to pay $1,500 for this pair of Google Glass and it has no camera. Would you get it?
It's a big if. Probably. I can say that It's hard because, you know, even the concept videos they showed 2 years ago, they showed a lot of stuff with the camera. So it's hard to imagine, you know, hard to know for sure what I would do. I would think I would, because there's something that Glass doesn't have right now, and we all kind of paid for it. And then, you know, 5 years from now, we'll probably look back and say, I can't believe we ever thought that was cool. It's missing X. And, you know, there's probably something that would be a killer feature now, but we just don't even realize it. No one's figured it out yet. So I would say, yeah, probably just like everyone buys the first version, you know, people buy early versions of things well before they have every feature they're going to. And
so in 5 years, when the Lytro camera technology is inside the Google Glass and you'll be able to take a full picture and then be able to focus on, you know, the closer, the far away. That's one of the things I expect that's going to be in Google Glass is going to be a technology. I don't know, Lytro probably has patents on that, but a technology similar to that where you can focus in, you'll be able to take a full picture, because there's no way in God's green earth I can actually focus this camera.
Yeah.
So I want to be able to take a picture and take the one picture and be done with it. So, you know, that would be a one feature that I would expect in a Google Glass revision 3 or 4 of the regular version. But I personally, if there was no camera on this Google Glass, I would have not bothered with Google Glass. And I don't know if it's because of the fact that, you know, for me, it's about the media. It's about the idea of being the roving reporter that doesn't need a camera on his shoulder to do it. But like I said, there are a couple wearables that were at CES that really didn't focus on camera, on taking pictures. They were focused on the possibility that a warehouse would buy 1,000 pairs of whatever device they had to work in their warehouse, and taking a picture is not high on the list, or scanning a barcode is not high on the list. It's just about getting information.
I definitely agree that it's an optional part of the technology, but we were talking about before the show started, and I said that I was surprised how much the camera plays into a smartphone review anymore. Yeah. You know, like the quality of a picture taken by a cell phone, or at least, you know, what we keep calling a cell phone, you know, like, it's like, is the camera becoming such a critical feature? Just people want to be able to take pictures and share where they're at and what they're doing just with all their friends all the time. And so cameras are, you know, as far as, you know, we have the best way to do that. And so, you know, until we have 3D scanners and, you know, we can kind of scan the whole environment and create a 3D world that then your friends can walk through and look around, you know, the actual environment that you're in.
Yeah.
Cameras do a pretty good job. And so it's surprising.
Yeah, they say a picture's worth 1,000 words, and in all reality, while we were at CES, I interviewed a company that is building a lock for your door, that when people start to approach that door, it starts to take pictures like an ATM would whenever somebody's at the door, so you can get on your phone or your tablet who's at the door if you're in the other room, so you know who to let in and who to tell go away or something like that. Cameras is just one of those, I guess, necessities that we're getting in everything, from our Google Glass to our cars as our backup cameras or anything like that. So I personally would think that as a consumer product, Google Glass, this wouldn't be a $1,500 piece of glass. This would be another Bluetooth device, and I've got a ton of those sitting over there that I don't use anyway, and this would just have been another piece in the pile, except it would have been $1,500.
Yeah, so. You know, you think of, you know, what's the difference between glass and a pebble, and, you know, a big part of it is the camera.
Yeah.
And, you know, because having a screen really handy. You know, the Pebble can do that, and a lot of these smartwatches can do that. And, you know, so maybe you're right. You know, it's like without the camera, it is a little lacking. And
do you think that the Pebbles is going to work on getting a camera, or do they have a camera on there? I don't think they have a camera.
I don't think they do.
Yeah. So how would you do? Would you like be like this and taking pictures, or?
Is it only for kind of video chat, and it's just, you know, it's pointed up at you, and so you can take pictures of yourself? Like, hard to say okay. where cameras might go, or maybe it's just on a watch you don't have a camera, and people are just used to that. And I don't know.
Well, you know,
it's an interesting article, and I do think he makes a lot of very valid points about it. The camera does distract from a lot of what it can do.
Yeah. Well, this is definitely if somebody stabs out your eyes, would you be able to continue to live type thing, mm-hmm. Type article, and very, very productive, you know. And that's, you know, I've known Mike for a couple of years. It's not like we're like best of friends. We're like this. I'm over here. It's more of a, you know, we chatted on a specific topic for a while, and I got to know him that way, and go from there. It definitely to put some thought into one of these articles to say, hey, what would happen if somebody stabbed out your eyes? Would your other senses still be useful? And go from there. Definitely a thinker right there. So if you haven't read the article, we'll have the link in cultofandroid.com. Fully big question: would you buy glass if it did not have? Let's say it was affordable. Let's take all the other excuses out of the way. If it was $100 device with no camera, would you buy it? If it's a $200 device, we'll take it more on the higher end. Let's say about $300 to $400, and it still didn't have a camera, would you still buy it? If it was below $300, would you buy it if it didn't have a camera? Let us know. You can contact us over at jeff@twig.tv. And then, of course, Luke over at twig.tv. Got the links right here. And, of course, Geekazine is my Twitter handle, and Luke Luca is Luke's Twitter handle. And we will go from there. All right. Well, that does it for this episode of This Week in Google Glass. I hope you had a great time. I hope you got very edumacated in the Google Glass realm. And we had a lot of stories. We're gonna put a couple stories aside for next week. There are a couple apps that we saw, and we'll keep going on here. Quick show notes. Next week we should have another episode. Two weeks from now, I'm actually going to be going back to Vegas if everything falls into place. And so, next week we will definitely have a show. Unless, Luke, are you going to be exploring with your brand new pair of Google Glass?
I'll definitely try to get out and about. I do have a trip to San Francisco tomorrow for a couple of days. I'll try to get a few more pictures while I'm out there, but I don't know if the weather's real nice. I think it's only getting up into the mid-60s.
Oh yeah,
during the day there.
Yeah, it's going to be freezing cold in San Francisco. What are you going to do? And yeah, I know there you missed the 30-year Mac party, and I guess IBM Connect is going on out there, so you're missing that too. So.
It'll be fun.
So I'm assuming you're going for a client or something like that.
There's actually a conference going on out there that I'll be speaking at.
Oh, okay. Can you say this the conference or no?
Sure. Mobile Plus Web DevCon. It's a conference for mobile and web development. It's basically twice a year, West Coast and East Coast.
Okay.
And I've been into it the last few times speaking, and I'll be speaking on mastering Android tools, which is actually kind of relevant to Glass. A lot of the, you know, it runs Android, Google Glass runs Android, so knowing how to build Android apps is the same as knowing how to build Glass apps. So
while you're speaking, you're going to say, and you know, I talk about this a lot on the show that I'm part of called This Week in Google Glass, which you should watch because we do it live every Monday night at about 7:30 to 8 p.m. CST, right?
Yeah. I'll definitely try to work in a shout out somewhere. talk to some people there.
There you go. You'll people talk to all people, and we're all talking because that's what we love to talk. So anyway, where can people find you?
So Luke Luca on Twitter, that's LukeLuca, or Luke at twig.tv, TWIGG.TV. We'd love to hear from you. If you have any questions, if you want us to try something, if there's an app you've seen, or if there's an app you've written that you'd like us to try out or help you beta test or get some feedback on, we'd love to help. And I think that'd be the kind of next steps there.
There you go. And of course, Geekazine is my Twitter handle. Think Magazine, put in a geek. Boom, you got Geekazine. Jeff at twig.tv, TWIGG.TV. We'll go from there. All right. Well, that does it for this episode of This Week in Google Glass. I'd show the ending. Oh, I can do the ending here because that's not part of that. So anyway, thanks a lot for watching. Thanks a lot for listening. If you've listened to the audio version, we do this live every single Monday night at about 7:30, 8 o'clock, depending on if all the technology is working in alignment. Come on over. You'll just follow us on Google Plus, plus Jeffrey Powers and plus Luke Wallace. Over on Google Plus, and we'll let you know when the episodes start to go. You can actually ask questions during the show, so please come on over and do so. You've been watching This Week in Google Glass. We will see you next Monday night, and you guys take care.